More people are surviving major brain damage caused by traffic accidents and strokes. Sometimes it's hard to tell how much mental function is left, so researchers are using new technologies to search for signs of awareness in badly damaged brains. As part of a series on end-of-life decisions, NPR's John Hamilton tells how those technologies are helping to unravel one of the great philosophical tangles, the nature of consciousness itself.
For 2,000 years, philosophers did most of the work on consciousness. Then, just a couple of decades ago, scientists came along with a remarkable new technology. At the time, Dan Lloyd was a graduate student in philosophy.
One day I came home and the cover of Scientific American had a picture of the brain on it, and that brain had bright spots all over it. And it was one of these very first functional brain images, one of these first brain scans. And I just thought, as I looked at it, this is a picture of thought.
Thought captured on a computer screen. At least that's what Lloyd believed then. These days, he teaches philosophy at Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut. He's also the author of a sort of philosophical murder mystery called Radiant Cool, a novel theory of consciousness. Lloyd says his initial reaction to the brain scans in Scientific American reflected the enthusiasm of a graduate student. The bright spots he saw back then were pretty crude representations of activity in the brain, but Lloyd says scientists are closing in on their goal. The latest high-resolution scans are revealing complex neural networks in action.
Functional brain images that we see today are not exactly pictures of thoughts, but they are shadows of thoughts, and they reveal a lot of the details and the structures of our mental activity in ways that would have been inconceivable to Descartes or Plato.
Neurologists like Dr. Nicholas Schiff see vast potential in those shadows. Schiff studies patients with devastating brain injuries at Weill Cornell Medical College in New York City. He often deals with families deciding whether to keep someone alive. This can be agonizing. Some of Schiff's patients have been in a vegetative state for months or years. They have little, if any, higher brain function. Even so, they sleep and wake up. And Schiff says sometimes they act in ways that mimic conscious awareness.
This one patient came to us with a 25-year history of a vegetative state, but the occasional production of very brief, single, understandable words.
This sort of behavior can make even the most experienced neurologists doubt their diagnosis. Perhaps a patient is conscious and trying to communicate. And that's where functional brain scans can help. Schiff says he scanned the patient who spoke and confirmed that most of the brain wasn't working.
But there were small islands of activity that remained, and just by happenstance, it appeared to be a small circuit that had been retained in areas that formerly were the areas dedicated to human language function.
But this circuit wasn't connected to any neural network. The words weren't directed by a functioning mind. So the technology confirmed what doctors had concluded through observation. Schiff says other types of patients can be harder to assess. Some seem to be aware of their surroundings but do not react in any visible way. Others slip in and out of conscious awareness. Schiff says that someday technology should be able to help doctors understand what patients are aware of and help predict who is likely to recover, but not yet.
Consciousness is something that we examine behaviorally, right? And we don't, you know, there are no imaging technologies out there that can measure whether you're conscious or not. We don't have such a tool.
Schiff says doctors are just beginning to use functional brain scans to explore the subtler aspects of conscious awareness. But there is huge societal pressure to move this research ahead quickly. Bernard Bars works with the Neurosciences Institute in San Diego.
Motorcycle accidents very often result in head injuries, and people come in what looks like coma. And the question is it real coma? Or are these people really conscious at some level? It's extremely difficult. It's pushing us to learn more, and that's a good thing.
Dan Lloyd, the philosopher, expects that someday soon people will begin asking for functional brain scans in living wills and other documents that specify when to withdraw care at the end of life.
If I were making one for myself, certainly a necessary condition for my continuing would be activity in the cortex, or a general activity overall in the brain. In the absence of that, I would be, regardless of how responsive I might be, I think effectively unconscious, and therefore my life would really effectively be over.
Lloyd says brain scans also might someday reveal great pain or distress in a person who can't communicate. But he says decisions about withholding medical treatment will continue to come from people.
I don't think the machines will ever make the decisions for us, and I don't think they'll make those decisions easier.
Lloyd says those decisions are becoming more frequent as medicine saves more lives. He says better information about consciousness should help people judge the quality of those lives. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Previous reports in the series are at npr.org.